Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? I hope everybody out there having a good week, man. Had a good weekend, man. I wasn't at the hell at the deal, man. Y'all definitely missed out on some good racing, some good grudge racing, shootouts, all that good stuff, man. Shit. The weather got cold, but the track was still sticky and working. But man, we had shit. Had quite a few races there, man. Troy, win the action. You know, let me get the K-Dog on here first, man. Let him give his got dog on recap first while I give mine off the top of my head. It's the Rogers if you're on here, man. Press the one button.
With your you could went on with your recap, man. I was gonna get on there and thank everybody,
man. Come on,
man. You know, God.
Well,
yeah,
no, thank everybody. Thank everybody, man.
Yeah,
thank
man.
Everybody,
thank everybody,
man.
Man, who came out, man, and you know, took time out to come visit with us and have fun with us and race and you know, just patronize with us, whatever you want to call it, man. We really appreciate it. We had some fun, you know. Hell of the Dell Seven's in the books, man. You know. I just think about all them boys of Dallas came from down there, Louisiana boys, Houston boys, local boys, Arkansas boys, wherever you came from, man, we really appreciate it, man. And we hope you had a good time. You know, things didn't go 100% like we wanted to, but we tried to make the best out of, you know, what we had, you know. But for the most part, we got the majority of the show off like we were supposed to. It's just we couldn't finish the Gangsta on 28 because, man, it's just the weather conditions, and it just wasn't safe for them boys to go down through there with them high-power cars. So after that first round, we decided to, you know, split the pot, and we paid the whole pot out. You know, we didn't heard about the situation, but we paid the whole pot out. You know, we split it down to the last five cars that were left, but we paid everything out. So, you know, we just had a little situation to miss out with that. But other than that, man, we had fun. We had a few grudge races. And we had the Troy's hit list. That was a nice hit. You know what I mean? That was a nice big thing that happened. You know, everybody had fun with that. James K. ended up being our winner of that. And, you know, like I said, we had a few rush races. We, you know, socialized, had the index, of course. And, you know, it looked like everybody's had a nice time for us. I've read and seen and heard. So, you know, my nerves be bad the whole show just because I want to make sure everything's going off right. So I don't really get a chance to enjoy it till after. You know, I watched the live feeds or whatever, but I don't know. Everything been going off without a hitch, and it's like I said, that's number seven in the books with no problems, no major problems, should I say. So I'm happy about that. It's a blessing just to have that off like that without no problems. But, yeah, I appreciate everybody, man, who came, who wanted to come, who didn't come, but, you know, put effort in. I appreciate it all, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely thank all the sponsors, man. Definitely thank the sponsors.
Oh, yeah, all of them, man. You go through my
sponsors.
Sponsor,
man.
Yeah,
without the sponsors, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, without the sponsors, they'd have been real short on the fight. They'd have been real short, man.
Yes, sir, yeah, man. But, yo, we had some grudge, right? Had old Shotwell, man. He goddamn, he went in the battle again, got him a punk out, and got him a win against Ron. Ron had two grudge races, which he lost to Shotwell, and he won against another car. Shit, Troy.
Let me interject. Excuse me, JP. I don't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
Man, I need to thank my main man, Chris Threadgill, man. I didn't put him in there, but he know whatever. But he's in the hospital recovering from a little surgery he had to have. But, yeah, I want to thank my main man, Chris, man. You know, without him, man, the sponsorship deal wouldn't work, and half the stuff that's going on there wouldn't work without him. So I want to thank my man, and y'all, you know, shoot a little proud for him and get better.
So we had Troy, man. Troy grudge race the whole shootout, both rounds. He won both his grudge races and won the shootout. Who else we had? I feel like I'm missing some more.
Million Blue Magic.
Yeah, we had
Ron
the Miller,
and,
had the Million Blue Magic.
The Barracuda.
I got Ron. Yeah,
oh, you
Ron
said Ron.
The Barracuda. Yeah. Ron was 1-1. You know, like I say, Shotwell won his race and got a punk out. Troy won both his grudge races. The Blue Magic and Eric Miller for the baddest in Port Arthur race. That went down at the end of the night. And I'm missing something though. Like I'm missing something, man. But
had a grudge motorcycle race too. The motorcycle had a grudge race too. I forgot the name, but that was a grudge race too with them two motorcycles. I think one of Michael Lucas' son and the other guy might be named Walt
or
somebody. Yeah, I don't know. They had a real big grudge racing down. One of the guys went there and done some crazy stuff, but you know it was fired up, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, everybody was there early, man. I mean, shit. I don't even think they had no oil now. That's how good of a day it was.
Nah, I don't think they.
I don't even think they had no oil now. I mean, you know, from the time the track went hot, man, they were just steady going, trying to get it done. And it just, you know, the 580 shit, I guess it just ran over a little longer than what was expected.
So I didn't get to the
rest of the show, man. But them goddamn hit list shit. When it was time for them boys to go, they went.
Yeah, they
took
it off
the trailer and went to work, you know. But, yeah, man. Again, man, I just think everybody came, man. Y'all get ready for the next one in March.
March 12th.
March 12th, but put on y'all calendars, man. Hell at the Cell, number 8. This will be number 8. We're going to set it straight with number 8. But, man, let's see, man. If anybody else got any upcoming events or announcements y'all want to make, press the 1 button, man, and come on and speak your piece. I guess not, huh? I thought Lil Pressure. I thought Lil Pressure might have would have been on here.
He probably on there yet. He probably got to give him a few minutes.
I know he ain't still taking the baby to the doctor.
Oh.
Hold on, here goes Troy. Come on, Troy.
What's up, JP? What's up, Kevin?
Ain't too much, man.
Hey, T-Roy.
Congratulations again on your victorious weekend, brother.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
And your successful shootout hit list deal. Your successful hit list deal, too. Congratulations on that. You know.
Man, I just wanted to reiterate what K-Dog and JP say, man. Thank y'all for coming out. You know, thank y'all for sticking in there with us and shit, man, with us. And going about our shit, doing what racers do. Just race, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody, spectators, hanging in there, everybody, man. And, man, shout out to the people with the free food, man. It was good. Shoot a shout out to the other guy that was cooking fish. It was good. And, man, it was a good old time, man. Good old time. I'm a little old school, man. It kind of reminds me back in the day when I used to go to Porter, man. It was just.
Yeah,
just
that's what it felt like, too, Troy.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like, man. A good time with the racing. Yeah. Hey, it looked like it was a good time, and then with a side of racing on them, you know what I'm saying? Instead of a race with good, with a side of food, it was a good time with a side of racing to me.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. And it was real, real good laid-back time, man. It seemed like everybody was getting along with everybody. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't no crazy stuff happening. Everybody was just having a good old time, man. Like Don said, we was just hanging out. It just so happened we was racing on the side. And, man, I ain't felt like that in a long, long time in the track, you know. And it kind of helped with everything. It kind of helped me and Dog help run the show, you know, with no added pressure and stuff like that. Everybody was just being real, real respectful and real laid back, man. I appreciate y'all. I just want to tell everybody thank y'all for coming out. I appreciate y'all for letting me have an opportunity to throw the hit list at your show, man. I thank you again, and I appreciate
it. Oh, no, you know it's good, shit. It's good. And when you do your thing, I'm coming right along with you. You know how we do, shit.
Yes, sir. That's all I got for now, JP. I'll be in the bushes on mute.
Be in the bushes?
Hey, they're in the bushes. He said the bushes, JP. And that's all you need to know. In the bushes.
Okay, in the bushes.
The bushes
in the bushes.
Cockpit, don't worry. If it be a cockpit, that's his business. You're in the bushes. You're in the bushes right there.
In the bushes. Yes, sir.
In
yes,
the woods.
Sir, man. Yeah, man.
Wherever we're at, we low.
Laying low.
Just waiting. Just waiting. Yeah, man, I definitely had a good time, man. Man, like you say, man, food, just a good atmosphere, man. I ain't going to lie. Man, it was fucking packed. It was packed Friday just with the cars there. Well, I already knew Saturday was gonna feel it all the way up.
I'm giving everybody the props of Dallas, Arkansas, Houston, wherever they come from, Louisiana. But we have some folks from Puerto Rico too, man, with that RX-7.
What RX-7?
With that black RX-7 with the rotary power. He was just testing the tuner, but he was from Puerto Rico, so I got to shout him out too, man. Shout out to the Puerto Rico boys, man. Boricua.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the black one. The little black one. That take off kind of slope by the time you get by the 100-foot mark. Shit, turned into a whole nother animal.
That high revving son of a gun.
Yeah. The little rotary engine thing.
See, man, 832-9202. Who we got?
I really enjoyed myself this last week. This Rambo, you know who it is. I know I ain't been on the show in a while, but see, I'm getting all pressure late in the end of the year, so maybe next year I'll be ready, but I ain't going to talk about that. I really enjoyed myself, though. I had to get on here and say that. That was pretty cool. I was there. K-Dog won't give me no free food, but he did tell me where it was. I thought he was joking, but I didn't go blue.
Rambo, my nerves are bad all night, man.
Yeah,
you know, I pointed it out.
Yeah, your nerves were, but you was kind of quiet. So I figured you was getting your stuff together, something. I don't know. Like I said, okay, I had a good time, man. I really enjoyed that.
I appreciate it, man. That's what we try to do, man.
I'm supposed to have all pressure on the end of this month. I ain't going to talk about it. I'm not tripping, so I should be ready. I did a whole different deal this time. So, you know, I couldn't wait no longer, so I did something different. You'll see. So I'm going to probably make a couple hits next month or something, but other than that, I enjoyed everything, bro. I really enjoyed it. I got out. I went down there, and it was just like I thought it would be. It was really cool. I liked it. You notice I go down there a lot. When you get
you
the show, it'd be racing. People racing.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
They be having me in the burnout. I don't even go in the burnout. I'll be in the burnout when I go down there. That same little black car you talking about, that motherfucker blues. When it took the that sucker blew rubber all over everybody on the sideline. I had my forehead. I went into the message. Hey, see me? My old bald head like a porcupine. Damn, that sucker out. Bad man, when that sucker leave, that sucker was like, man, that sucker blew. Man, that car takes it. Leave and then, oh, man, that little sucker be gone, man. So I had a good time. You know, pretty nice. You know, I ain't going to hear the show, but it was good. I like that. I never have a bad time when I go down there with you. I always be good.
I appreciate it, Ron. But what we try to do, man, try to make sure we have fun, man.
At the end of the day,
this is a hobby, man. This shouldn't be a job or it should be no trouble and drama with it, man. This is a hobby. It's something we do for fun, shit. You know,
everybody
gets
to do
this stuff, man.
All right. And shit, like I said, hobbies, I mean, that's fun. I like that. It was pretty cool. Everybody got along. I ain't seen nothing crazy, so everybody got along.
Yeah, that's good. That's the main thing, too.
Yeah, Troy can people ass up. You got his seven. I know he better be off the chains. He ready now.
Yeah, I think he ready. I think he ready now, man. He kind of been ready,
but
he really showed his butt this weekend, man. He got two of them off that we needed to get off for the camp morale. You know what I'm saying? So
he did his thing. He got between. I ain't gonna be no shame. I ain't gonna be ashamed about what I'm gonna say. You know, they say some words to dead performance. I'm surprised they're not on here talking shit. You know, it's Mustang. Ain't nothing wrong with calling the motherfucker out and say they want to run them. They've been talking shit for years. Be honest, I wish something go down between Troy and them and do a little friendly race, you know, to see it go down. Because all these years, I've been hearing about Troy, I've been hearing about Jesse, I've been hearing about Dead End. Troy did, Bill did, the wanted to see it go down. I mean,
I don't eat
McDonald's, but as long as you get a meal or something, let me see that go down. I would like to see that.
They're going to get it on now. They ain't, that's in the books. One thing, man, I ain't going to lie. We got some cars that's going to go down that track. We ain't ducking no wreck, no. We're going to try to race. You know,
right.
They got to be going down the track, though.
Right. So I just put that in there just to know that the talk has been, they heard that, and the talk has been talked. Yeah, I don't know. Try to move it pretty good right now. So I don't know. They still talking, though. So, you know, ain't no hard feelings. You know, I was just letting you know. Just in case nobody else says something, you know, my man says, I'm going to let you know. It didn't get back. My boy, my little twin, they said, man, Troy say, y'all ass go with this Mustang or any one of these motherfuckers over here. I heard him tell him that the other day. I said, okay, well, one thing about the twins, they're going to tell you.
Damn.
Ain't nothing but some fun, man. Ain't nothing but some fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You make the motherfucker come out that motherfucking goddamn corner. it's like a boxer shit. They talk shit. Then after the race, they go eat breakfast with each other.
Yep. As they should.
Yeah, I ain't telling you, my speech ain't all straight right now because I was really excited, but I just want to get and let y'all know I had a good time, bro.
All right, appreciate it.
Good deal, man.
Yeah. I'm going to be on here just listening like I've been doing. I got all pressure almost, so I'm talking a little bit more, though. But I really enjoyed the show. We're going to go from there. Y'all enjoy the show? Because when I do start talking some shit, believe me, I'm going to have full all pressure. So y'all enjoy this quiet show. Cause no more. Okay,
we got a hand went up. Got 832-1304, man. God damn. Here go this man here, man. Hey, what's going on, brother, man? Congratulations on your weekend, Shotwell, man.
Just the car.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot
about
something.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, come on,
Shotwell.
Mic over.
Hey, man, you can't call me, man. Call me, a.k.a. the corner man, man. I came down there collecting bodies this weekend.
Oh.
I got a few more body bags, man. I'm trying to see who wants some.
Here we go.
K-Dog.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling. For the
professional wrestler. That's what you is, Shotwell. Professional wrestler.
Hey, stop, JP. Hey, my bad for having you in your feelings when I downed your boy, man. I ain't mean to do it.
I forgot to thank Shockwell for helping me pay my light bill this month too.
832-8461.
Your mic
open.
Who
we got? 832-8461.
I told you, motherfucker, goddammit. Bang, bang, motherfucker, bang, bang. Shotwell.
Oh, Lord.
Billy Gaines, Shotwell. What the fuck? Hey, hold on, JP. Hold on, I got one thing to say before you put me in the boom boom, because I'm so trying to fucking go there tonight. How about this? You get that motherfucking bullshit-ass Bodacious on the phone, tell him to give Shotwell what he said, and we'll run him motherfucking Sunday. Other than that, Shotwell ain't going out of town no more this year. We already talked. He can race one more time. It got to be at HMP, and it got to be with what Bodacious get. Other than that, don't fuck with the man. Don't go Frazier, goddammit. Don't go Frazier.
Well, hey, good report.
God damn. Yeah,
boy.
Come in and
hug.
Yeah.
Hey, JP. It was a whole bunch of you sad motherfuckers Saturday when they're down there in the woods. God damn it. Say, we had to call the state trooper to get escorted about that motherfucker, but we made it home.
Hey, they escorted us all the way back to Baytown, man. They
damn sure did. Oh, no. And you know the bad part about it? Flacco rolled right along with us. He said, God damn it, do it.
Yeah, man. We had a grand Flacco to ride with us, man. We said maybe Flacco ride with us. They won't touch us, man. Flacco ran with us for a little while, too. He said, you're clear to go now. You're clear.
So, JP, can you get Bootydacious, Boodacious, Scary Day, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and get John Hood no tuning ass on here, too.
Hey, JP.
Yeah.
I just want to put out there, man, everybody that needs them tuners, I got the baddest one in the game right now. Going for 250 right now.
Hey, Shawell.
Huh?
I heard the last time they seen LC, LC was headed towards Canada, man. Last time they spotted him, he was there. He was in Washington State heading towards the fucking border.
496-436.
Uh-oh,
Michael,
here you go.
Hey, look
out, Shotwell. Oh, man, I knew it. Who is this?
Hey, this you raced my brother.
Oh, man, I forgot to give you a body bag then. You still talking. You
hey,
been dead too.
Hey, look. Hey, we got a small block. We got a small block Nova, one kit. Want to look at you.
Okay, I got to see that note first. I just can't tell you, yeah.
All right, that's a bet. That's a BEC.
Who driving it? Anderson still driving?
No, uh-uh.
Oh.
Somebody else driving.
Somebody. Damn. Y'all fired Anderson?
Nah. Which
hey,
has got somebody else driving.
Hey, you need to put JP in there where I can kill him. I already killed his feeling. I'm going to go ahead and take everything else he still got left in him.
It sounds good, Shotwell. It sounds good, man.
Hey, man.
It sounds good, man.
I'm a bad man right now, man.
Hey, can somebody get Booty Dacious on the goddamn phone? That's what we want to talk to.
Hold on. Let me open up some of these mics. They might be open. Let's see. 495911.
Nah, that ain't him. His number is Scary.
That's somebody else from Anderson.
I'm just listening.
Who is
just
that?
Listening,
all right, JP. All right. It might just threw you up there again. All right. 832-6717. Your mic open.
That's him. There you go.
That's him. Goddamn it. That's him. Say, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
What you want? What you got for me?
Say, D.D., listen to me. It took a long, I had to talk to Shawell for about every bit of 2 minutes. He said, you give me what you promised, this Sunday, you can go.
No, D.D.,
I know what you told him, man. You forgot I was there. Don't tell it.
He told me he's going to give me the back chop. I'm sorry. He told me he's going to run me head up gas on gas. So what are you going to do?
Okay, well, you got to give me what you told him first.
I already gave it to him. That, when we told him, after we let that race the last time, when I didn't leave the line, he got that race. He ain't getting that race no more, mister. It's time for me to get my race now.
I can't get that with your head up.
You beat me head up. Okay, we're going to leave it alone. We're going to leave it alone then. That's it.
But I really did beat you with the move, man. Your car just didn't move.
Well, no, I'm not going to give it to you again. That ain't going to happen. I put my drive on now, though. I put my drive on now.
Hold on.
You put your drive in there, you give me the move?
You say what now?
You put your drive
you put
in there, you give me the move.
Y'all dead.
That what you saying?
Wait, y'all talk to me one time. Say it again now.
If you put your drive in there, you'll get shot with the move again. That's what you say.
I might. But I really want my race.
Hey, he can get it off. Don't need no guy. This is not no Mike Trout show.
I want.
Hold on, Mike.
You
can get it off
first.
The trailer Sunday. Give me the same race off the trailer.
I won't be there Sunday, so I got to go to my grandson having a Super Bowl game on Sunday. I can't.
Well, let's
but,
do it Saturday night and a half.
Man, hush, man. You're talking crazy. Man. But, say it, man.
Hey.
Will.
Anybody that wants
to,
huh?
Will. Huh? Said you're going to run this car head up, gas on gas. What you going to do?
I can't get that head. I'm going to tell you, I'm about
but,
up. See, I can't get
that
head up.
But that what you said, though, man. You said that.
I said what?
You said you're going to give me, you said, I give me your race. I give you your race, you give me my race.
No, your race was on the money. But you said, your people say they ain't doing that no more.
Nah, I tell you what we do for you. I bet I give you clear. I clear that car. Head it up like clear you.
Nah, I need to move. Y'all bet on the tree.
You better get the move. I'm done with it, man. I'm out, man.
All right. JT, what's going?
Hey, Chowell, yeah, where that bad motherfucker try it? Troy, you, Troy, I don't give a damn. Where you a bad motherfucker, boy? I don't give a damn. Troy, you know that car was up for sale on Monday? That red truck is up for sale, Troy. You wrong in the motherfucker.
I just want to tell you, thank you for helping me go get my kids some high dollar shoes and get me some more parts for my car. I really appreciate you, Battle Week. Boy, you knocked off some goals this weekend. Lord have mercy.
Oh, hey, you know what's fucked up? After Troy won the race, he come down there doing the George goddamn Jefferson. You had George Jefferson used to walk. He did the George Jefferson down the middle of the track. I said, you wrong with the motherfucker.
Hey, I'm going to just tell you like this. I was at the 330 mark, man. I seen him light a cigarette in the car while he was racing at least.
Damn. Now,
that's just disrespectful.
I told you about that damn showing out, Troy. I told you about that showing out.
Mike, that's disrespectful. That man lit that cigarette at the 300 mark.
Hey, JP, one more shout-out. That goddamn Flacco, what I told him, shout with this shot at Flacco goddamn track. Flacco stabbed that bitch like it was a knife in car, Troy. I ain't bullshitting. I ain't never seen a truck show to recover like that. That motherfucker stabbed the shit. Put Flacco on the phone, man. Flacco a bad hombre, man. I don't give a damn.
Hey, man, I just say we had a good time this weekend, man. Boy, if you ain't have a good time of the weekend, something wrong with you. If you ain't get full drunk and get some money in your pocket, something wrong. There was enough food to feed a whole army out there.
Yeah. Definitely was, man. It was definitely a funky good
you
time,
my partner, you beg my partner, I got to wait like three more days till you sit up, till your sister's here.
Oh, no, nah, man. Hey, I'm good. I know how to lick my wounds.
Oh, okay. Just check.
I know how to lick my wounds. I tried.
Y'all was trying to get it, though, boy. Ooh-wee. After that second pass, I said, ooh. Yeah, y'all. I got away with one.
That's why they race. That's why God does. That's why they run the race. Goddamn, anything can happen.
Yeah, boy.
That's right. Anything can happen, man. Goddamn, rabbit foot packing some bitch, you.
JP, you know the funny part. That rabbit foot 65 years old. Goddamn
it. Yeah.
That one is old.
4995. 82, you might
go. I'm in the bushes.
Yeah, sir. I'm just listening so far.
So far, what's going on with you?
Not much. You almost made it to me the other day, but you cut yourself short.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, would have been nice to put a face with the voice, sir.
Well, I was maybe about 10 more feet, but I was working.
Okay. Yeah.
JP, you don't know Wiz, man?
Now, I don't know, Wig, man. I don't know him, man.
We got to do something about this.
Yeah, I don't know. And I might see him and be like, okay, I didn't see him around, but I ain't never know who he was.
Poke Town Legend.
I might be one.
Poke Town Legend.
Be one of them, man.
Mm-hmm. Poke Town Legend.
Let's see. 713-8813, your mic open.
What's up, JP?
What up? Who we got?
What's happening, players? It's Cyrus,
what's
man.
What's going on, gang?
Hey, Cyrus. Man. Boy, we had a good time this weekend, didn't we, man? Look at here, man. I ain't seen so much food, drinks, races, a bunch of laughing. Man, we cut up. We had Mike Dillon on his best behavior. I'm talking about say. Hey, man.
Watch your mouth, man. Watch your mouth, goddamn.
No. We going in tonight. Hey, man. The battle week. Troy, what's up, baby? Hey, man. I appreciate you winning them races, man. I come back on this highway smiling from ear to ear. And the club of the week, my boy JD. Shopwell. They say Shopwell.
Oh,
what's
shit.
Up, baby? Huh? Shopwell pulled him off a win with a punk guy. I think Troy went 2-0. Flacco went 2-0. Hold on. I got a couple more people. Roger Rabbit, he pulled him one off. Who else? We had a few more people. Kareem did pretty good. He got knocked off by James K. You know,
that was in the finals.
That put a dent in my pocket though. but other than that though, man, I really enjoyed the race. K Dog, keep doing what you're doing, man. We messing with Eva Dale, man. We like that. It was very nice. Pretty good atmosphere too, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Going on mute.
Take all you got. You come on here with the Cyrus bad report. You just gave him a bad
report. I got.
What about the bully? You ain't got no bully?
Man, the bully, man. I got to get a bully award. If it's a bully award, I got to give it to Lil Larry on 28. Go ahead, Lil Larry on 28, if y'all listening. Hey, man, they got up there with Chino. They didn't go all the way down there together, but guess what, though? A win is a win. A win is a win. And then the race of the night has got to be Flacco and Killer Miller. Oh, boy, Killer Miller went down that track with that chest hit looking beautiful. And, man, look at him. When it was time to line up, old Flacco pulled him a stunt. The Flacco come out with a win. But it was a great race.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, girl, you got some jackasses? Some Lamar samples?
No. I'm going to let Mike Dillon do that. I'm gonna let Mike Dillon do the jackass. Go ahead, Mike Dillon.
y'all really want to know who the jackass of the night was, JP?
Come on with it.
Yeah.
The motherfucker, the one in the red truck that didn't want to. Troy tried to be nice to the man. The man got real ignorant and got fucked up. So he gets the jackass of the night, and then he got fucked up too. How about that? He went home with instead of going home with a wet ass, he went home with no ass. Troy cut both of them cheeks off, goddamn. That motherfucker went in there, JP, and Troy slid right on his ass. Took his knife and cut him to the white meat. I said, hey, I told him Troy was going to leave on that motherfucker. And what they don't understand, you can't go in there fucking with Troy Jackson. Trouble Troy, as we call it. Tree Chopper. How about you, Tree Chopper?
See, we got a few more mics. Let me try to get some. Go ahead.
The upset of the week. The upset of the week. B Blue magic over white chocolate.
Yes, sir. I'll agree with that
one. Yes, sir. Thank you, Flacco. I appreciate you, baby. I got paid.
Hey, Sergeant gave us our first official bad report, huh?
That's it?
Hey, hold up, Mike Dillon. Mike Dillon. Mike Dillon, do we got a Lamont Sanford? Do we got a Lamont Sanford? We got a big dummy?
Huh? We got it. We got it.
Huh?
He drives a red
truck.
He drives a red truck. I ain't calling no name. He drive a red truck. Now I'm going to let y'all see. He drive a red truck.
God damn. So he the jackass and the Lamont Sanford.
Yeah, both of them.
He the jackass and the big dummy.
And here's the funny part, JP. He was supposed to race that yellow Mustang. The yellow Mustang broke down, so he thought he had got away. Troy stepped up and said, "No, motherfucker, not tonight." Like,
tonight.
You're going to get fucked up tonight.
Hey, hold on. Let me get some more. I got a bunch of mics in their hands. Hold on. Let me open up some more of these mics. 493084.
You hear what?
493084. Hold on. Hold up. Well, who we got there? Oh, what's up, Ron?
It's old Ron. What's up, man? I'm Terrell Sharpwell. Congratulations. Boy, you's a lucky man. I feel like Denzel Washington on training day.
You motherfucking won't do this to me.
I feel asleep on the couch, Ron. Hey, that was a crucial mistake on my part. Man. I'll take that in.
Ron, can I tell you what happened, Ron?
He got gapped at a 64.
No, listen to me. That was a plot, Ron. You came down and ate some food with him. That was fucked up.
That
slowed all your reaction down.
That's how I got it, Mike. I brought him over there to get some of that food.
Yeah, you call. Hey, look here, Troy. We brought him over and treated him like family. Fed him, got food, his fat food.
Hey, he gonna get his racing suit next. I said, man, come on over here right quick, man.
Come on over here and try some of this shit.
If you watch the video, he was gonna leave before the light. The man had to stop him and say, don't leave before the light.
I'm gonna tell you
the real reason I lost. Before we went up there, Lou motherfucking ass run his hand down the side of my motherfucking car. JD was over there too, bro. JD was over there too.
Hey, Ron, I'm going to tell you like you did, Ron. You had some get back with it, man. See, I messed around and seen your real hand. Boy, you showed your hand to me. You know, I never seen that car run. You showed your hand to me, man.
Let's see.
Hey, Ron. But, Ron, congratulations on another race, man. That mother was your goddamn over there. I didn't know that bitch moved like that. That bitch got on that top end on that sucker race and went to work. See,
yeah, man.
What's up?
I appreciate it. I can't wait till we put the dope on it.
See, that wasn't no dope?
That wasn't no dope.
Well, maybe I was drinking some
moosh
too much. I seen some candles.
I put some of that broccoli and rice down in the motherfucking tank.
Oh, goddamn. Shotwell, not the famous broccoli and rice, goddamn.
Hey, that baby get on
409-6283, your mic open.
Say, Shotwell.
Shotwell,
there go the owner. Say, Shotwell, I just want to let you know you dead in the mud, man. Your Lone Star card have been revoked.
Hey, look, they said if I be running, I trade in my Lone Star for a black card. I got a black card now. What's her name, though?
You're going to know my name when we meet up again.
Now, listen, I need to name them so I can go ahead and pre-order your body bag because you dead, too.
All right. When you want to make that happen?
Could
you
tell me? Dude, I got to get with you to find out. Huh?
You sure wasn't trying to make it happen that night. You went to running.
Oh, you had the gray sweats on, huh? You had the gray suit on.
Now, I'm the one told you I'm going to put 1,000 up on your 500.
Oh, you the other one. Hey,
yeah.
The only thing y'all can get with that car is going to be head up when we run it again.
And I make up that when you want to make that happen?
Soon?
Soon?
You want to make it happen Sunday?
I can't promise you, but we can try.
The lawyer say soon.
All right, I take that.
Yeah. Hey, he got some action coming back though.
All right. But in the meantime, in the tween time, we're gonna put the slow car on you.
Put the slow car.
Yeah, we got a Regal coming at you.
Man, y'all gonna make my body count go up, man. Hey, keep bringing them in. I'm gonna keep making the body count go up.
Let me tell you something. That rabbit foot only gonna run so long.
Hey, it ain't no rabbit foot. It's called the baddest tuner. Now when I run you again, we're gonna put a different tune in it, man. Every time I beat you, it's gonna be a different tune by Shotwell. Shotwell performing, baby. I'm in great
better. Now, why would you grind it on your tuner? You know, you need to go fire that tuner, man, with that slow-ass car.
Now, who is this? Were you part of Public Enemy crew? That's all I want to know.
The speech is soft. Yeah, I'm part of it.
Well, if I'm slow, that means you dead then because you took L, Nick.
Yeah, we sure took a L. I ain't kidding, but like I said, your Long Star card have been revoked.
Black card, baby, black card, man. I moved up.
Yes, sir. Remember, I got a couple more hands open up, man. I'm coming,
hey,
y'all. 936.
You better get the new game right, man. You got to be cool right back running.
936-3270, your mic over.
Chop out. Where's that boy at?
Oh, Shotwell on here. Hey, whoever got TV in the background, y'all mute y'all mic if y'all ain't talking right now.
Hey, Shotwell.
Shotwell, somebody else looking for you.
Hey,
oh,
boy.
Hey.
He knows me. He said he got
this?
A bag with my name on it, but I ain't going in there alive.
You sound like J.B. Thomas.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on?
We need to deflate that head, man. You ain't going to fit in that car, dude.
Hey, I know, man. It's going to be hard to do that, though. It's going to be real hard.
Winning's fun, though.
Huh?
Winning's fun, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, man, you know, a bunch of people trying to take me off this hot hub, but they just can't do it.
Well, I'm here.
You who? Oh, man, you come and just be patient.
You afraid of a little old small block?
No, I'm not afraid of it. I told you what I need from it. You, the classes
yeah.
You run, you already outrunning me with the classes, man. You give it what you
come on,
what
man.
I
told you I ain't never ran in the 580 class.
Man, they must got something that look just like yours then. I think
no,
I was drinking.
Ain't no truck ugly like mine.
What I was doing then?
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he messed up since Saturday, man. But tell Zayden, he's going to have to come a little harder.
Thomas won the class.
Huh?
Thomas won the 580 class, but not me. I ain't never ran it.
Well,
you got to figure something out.
We'll figure something out. Shoot, you're trying to run Thomas. I can't run with y'all.
One of us is right and one of us is wrong. We got to figure out who's who.
Well, I know I'm right.
In regards to what?
everything that we talked about already.
The man with the Nova still on the line? Yeah.
What Nova?
The one that kicked your ass.
Who kicked my ass?
The Nova.
The black Nova?
On Saturday. Yeah. Wasn't he just on the line?
Yeah, he was on the line, but he didn't kick my
ass. Yeah, he on the phone.
He could have kicked your ass.
Who said that?
I seen that second run he made when he didn't fuck up his trans break.
Yeah.
That
hey,
boy was
you know, hey, when they call me Big Pressure for a reason, man. I'm known to make people miss. Press on.
There you go. 3-2-35-49. Your mic open.
Hey, man, I'm just sitting there listening to the festivities.
You should have been there then.
I didn't have time, so I will.
Okay.
214-7440. Joel, your mic over.
Hell, bro.
I ain't doing shit just sitting here like Drayson and listening to the bullshit.
hey, JP, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You got either Jermaine or Kelsey's number. Can you get one of them on the phone? I got a question.
I get him. 832-1363. Your mic open. 832-1363. Okay. Mute him. Shit. Let me see. Who you say you want, Kelsey? I got Kelsey number. Let me get Kelsey.
Kelsey or either Jermaine. It don't matter. Either one.
They got scared. That's all it was. They got scared and played the punk out.
Yeah, man. Damn, Shotwell. They got a price on your head.
Hey, I see, man. But you got to be a
face. They say Troy got a price too, but Troy don't want to give us nothing.
Hey, hold on, Lou.
Like I told you earlier, ain't nobody saying no more. Ain't nobody saying no more. Ain't nobody saying no more. Everybody on the phone go. Everybody go.
Hey, everybody go, Lou.
The lawyer has spoken.
Sorry.
Look. They say Shotwell.
Hey, look here. Hey, JP. JP.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We feel good today. Get tainted blood on the motherfucking phone. We'll lock his fuck ass in.
They stole the car. Justin Curry bought the
car.
Oh,
they did right selling that motherfucker there, Lou. They knew we was coming for him. Shit.
We need to get a little louder. We need to get
hold
a little
on,
louder.
Lou, I gotta go in there for the play, Lou.
Huh?
Lock in, Lou.
Hold on, Lou. Wait till I got the plan. Lou, I gotta go inside the plan and I'm supposed to see it, Lou. Wait till I go inside the plan and you're doing it.
Shotwell, you headed to Planet Texas City, huh?
Hey, Mike, I'm at the plant in Texas City. Lou, don't do nothing till I come outside the plant.
Yeah, don't do nothing till he come out, Lou. He's making a delivery. So if you don't hear nothing, don't say nothing. Lou put a hand up with your head on the platter, goddamn
it. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
There you go, Mike. I got Kelsey on.
Kelsey, how you doing, little brother, big brother?
Who is this? Is this Dylan?
Yes, sir. You already know why I'm calling. We got unfinished business, baby. Let me know. We need to run up a motherfucker's ass sideways, I'm talking about. How about you?
Listen, man. We broke. We paid the punk out. I thank you for your support, sir. But in the near future, once we fix our problems, That guy said that we were married. That guy said we was married from here on out on any given Sunday, on any time we meet or any time we on the premises together, he said we was married, okay?
Okay,
so, Mr. Dillon, all I need you to do, Brother Mike, is just be cool. And whenever Big Boy or anybody out of Point Blank, anybody out of Point Blank, Texas, Tiffin, or anywhere up 59 toward that way, Cold Spring, any of them, it don't matter. Tell them lock in. Tell them lock in and shame the devil. We lock in. We ain't worried about no break clause. If we break, we pay that clause if we break. That's what we do. We ain't tripping by none of that. We bring an action. And we bring an action. We ain't just bringing action. Listen. A lot of people bring action just to lose. They some goddamn fools. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? When we bring action, we bring, well, hold it. Let me talk, Dillon. I love you. But let me finish. Listen, when we bring action, we bring an action to win, man. We ain't bringing action to lose. We bring that, look, I got in a water box. You got in a water box to give some money away. You goddamn fool. That's you. Darn fool. Excuse me, y'all. You got darn fool. You get the water box to give some money away. You stupid. At least I got in the water box. Well, you an ignorant motherfucker to me. Father, hey, whatever you want to be. That's what you is to me. But listen, when we go up there, we going to win. Dillon. All
yes,
I got to say, JP, thank you, man, for calling me. Listen. I'm down here. They call this emancipation. Now I call it dialing, man. I'm out here in Third Ward having me a good time. Listen. Y'all listen. Good. I'm going to put H-Town on my motherfucking back, man. And no matter where we go in 2022, I'm masking you motherfuckers, man. I don't care who you are. Freestyle. We gonna have a small block freestyle car, man. Listen, we racing big blocks. We racing anything you bring. Just make it fair. Don't go from here to there. Just make it fair. 2022. We got bike too. I'm gonna hand it to you how you motherfuckers want it, man. On the bike or the car, okay? We gonna hand it to y'all how y'all want it. We got cars in every category, okay? That's what we saying. Now, that Chevy little truck, that little red one, Big Boy, LC, anybody that is home that was betting with that red truck, man, we got to have y'all. And anything y'all bring on that team, we got to have y'all. Starting anytime y'all want to. That'll be next week.
Y'all ready Sunday, Kelsey?
With which car? I'm ready Sunday, but not with that yellow car. I run that red truck with somebody. It won't be with that yellow car.
Okay.
Okay, my motherfucking hell. Yeah, I'm ready Sunday. Wait. I'm ready Sunday, but I ain't ready with that yellow car. I'm ready to race that red truck Sunday. Locked in.
Oh, no. I can't speak to that red truck. I was going to get the man on the phone, but if he wasn't trying to sign.
Get him on the phone. I tell him I'm going to run him with something. I run him with something wind. You said Sunday?
What you got? What kind of car? What you got for Sunday?
Don't matter what I got. I say I run it with something Sunday.
I don't call it, man.
Fuck you talking about. Yeah. I run it with a motorcycle Sunday. I got a goddamn motorcycle. I'm going to ride that bitch in racing Sunday. I'm talking about me now. Fuck everybody else. I'm talking about me.
Kelsey. You're getting a little strong on this phone, Kelsey. You're getting a little strong.
I don't give a fuck. I'll race it Sunday on the motorcycle, nigga. Whatever you want.
I can phone
the Nah, I told you what I got. That's what I have. Hey, everybody else is that state shit. Nah, I'm racing a motorcycle. Now, get him on the phone. Ask him if you want to lock in with a motorcycle Sunday.
No.
Or ask him what the fuck he needs.
I got somebody on lock in the head over the motorcycle, son.
But get him on the phone right now.
You already on the phone. We on the phone now.
Well, tell him lock in. Where he at? Get him on.
You talking to him?
You want to lock in with a motorcycle, son?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Come on. We can lock in Saturday. Jamal race Saturday. We can lock in Saturday at a motorcycle race.
I got a car. I don't have a motorcycle. I got a car.
You got a car?
Yeah.
What car you have? I ain't riding shit. Hey, listen. If you driving the car and I'm riding the motorcycle, then. Nah, you smart mouth motherfucker. Nah. I'm riding the motorcycle, you driving the car, bet.
I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, take your ass on mute. Shut up. That's what you need to do. Yeah.
But, hey, you got a motorcycle out there Sunday, your tough ass boat. You heard what I said.
Hey, I got a motorcycle I'm on right now. You get that funky ass truck and look at me where you want to meet right now, nigga. Yeah, I'm on dialing right now. I'm on dialing the third ward right now. Find your way this way or I find my way that way. What you want to do? We can meet halfway. Now.
Hey, I tell you what. You head down I-10, I-10 East, and make a hard right on 73, and I'll meet you right there.
When you ready, because I'm like Ice-T, motherfucker, on 73. I got a knot in my pocket wearing Lisa Grand, and I got gold on my neck, nigga. And my pistol close at hand. Now get your ass up. Now what you want to do?
When you make that hard right, I'm going to be there with my flashes on. Look for me. I'll be right there. Now,
meet me in anyway. Go back down to Baytown or somewhere. Right. Bring your ass back this way. Right, yeah.
Go ahead, get me the show. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, shut up then. Don't call me with that bullshit.
Hey.
JP, hey, listen.
Dude. Yeah. Come on.
Now, go ahead. Run your show. I'm sorry, sir. I'm just having fun.
832-0980.
You might go. 832-0980. Trey, you might go. Yeah. I'm just listening, man. I'm having fun over there laughing. Hey, so somebody just said that the damn colors did go down with Chino. Did they ask the grudge race or was that just some test and tune?
Who said that?
You should have been there, nigga.
Hey, Shawell. You can't disguise that little pretty ass yellow voice, nigga. Hush.
Kelsey, put your phone on mute.
When I come out, all you motherfuckers gonna run.
You should have been there.
You ain't gonna, Cyrus, shut the hell up, please. When that yellow motherfucker come out, I'm not worried about now, motherfucker, on this God-given earth.
We ain't talking about that gold motherfucker coming out. We talking about what came out. We talking about what came out. We ain't talking about what's coming out. We talking about what came out. We talking about what came out.
Well, shut the fuck up and watch like you doing.
Talk call was ready. Drake?
Yeah, we ready to give you the move if you want it.
We'll take it this Sunday.
Hey, come to Dallas, man. I'm gonna be in Dallas.
Yeah.
Bring it to Dallas,
yeah.
Right?
Is
Joe on the phone?
Yeah, come on.
Are you going to Dallas to play the game?
Yeah.
See, I might go to Miami.
Batman, right? He going to Batman race.
Ain't going no Batman
race.
No,
that ain't Batman race. That's Gabe. That's what's the name race?
Batman got a race the same goddamn day and
no,
weekend.
No, Dre, remember we found out Batman races this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Hell, I ain't heard nothing about it.
I ain't heard nothing about it either. It's supposed to be an I-30 race with whatever name
that is.
Yeah,
I-35.
It's a new truck.
Huh?
Batman still have a race?
Yeah, Batman always got a race. He going to keep a race two times a year.
It's a bunch of street cars, though, shall we?
Yeah, it's a bunch of cars off the streets like yours, little old 80 cars.
That may be a Miami then, Mike. You know,
huh?
It should win.
What'd you say, Shawell?
No, that's what my
name is. Y'all
That's too far to go, though. That's too far to go, Shaw. You got to go to Dallas, then catch fucking 30 going to our Texarkana. Fuck that shit.
Damn, hold on,
that's like going up there fucking with Whitney and goddamn it get searched on the way out. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Dre fly. Dre say, yeah, a bunch of 8-0 call. I like yours. You gotta catch that shit, Shawell. Since you got an 8-0 call, Shawell, you might as well tell him to get you the back tie in the clip. Fuck it.
He want everything in good, Dre. Like he gave you a side too.
Hey, he can get that. I give him that. I give him that all motherfucking day long.
Tell you what.
Hold on, Tyro. Man, I didn't come on this show to talk about no shit that ain't happening now. When we come back out, that's when we got the back tie and the clip.
Anything I sit in, I got the back tie and the clip in.
You got the back tie and the clip in that white motherfucker you on. Okay.
Get it right then. I'll paralyze your ass.
Hold up. If your daddy get his ass up there, we'll run him head up like a man. Now what? I'm going to whoop the dad and the son. Now get your ass up there.
Damn, my old man is tuning me, my brother.
Bring that soft motherfucker with you, too.
Ain't nothing
I don't know how many times we done drawed on that motherfucking y'all scared. So, man, look here. Don't talk about me by no motherfucking shot with it. You doing good for what you got and what you doing. I'm not gonna hate on you because you all right with me. But when you step this way, nigga, you're stepping out the goddamn league.
I told you what the situation
is. Ain't nobody trying to scare you, nigga. You know goddamn well you can't fuck with us with nothing. So stop that shit, man.
If you don't sit that little 520 car down somewhere, we will. Over that car,
right? Well, just lock in, man. Since you talking about a 520 car, you got to move Sunday.
Dre, there you go looking like a little tough then, man.
You say a 520 car, so let me get your 80 motherfucking ass to move.
So, a move.
Yeah, I ain't getting
nowhere
with this shit.
I know he ain't going nowhere, so he can get on. Go play with somebody else.
Hey, JP, Joel on the phone?
Joel on the phone, JP?
Yeah,
Joel. Hey, Joe. Yeah. What hog wild? You want to do some of that color?
What color?
Mm. Sure.
I don't know. Troy might be a little too tough for him.
What happened? I'm working with him.
No, I thought we was going to catch the hog, but they were too tough, huh?
Yeah, y'all rolling. They hustling hard in the motherfucker.
Weetin, when you win, what, is his truck coming up here? Is truck coming, is truck bringing his car to Dallas or something?
Nah, he ain't coming up there. If he ain't got no action, he ain't coming up there.
Oh, okay. Nah, I will say, yeah, but I don't think he there yet.
If you don't get yourself on his court and be what you've been, he trusting you, he go, I'll
469-4240, your mic open.
What's happening, Rich World? You must throw me in the queue. It's Slick, Team Nightmare, baby. Yeah.
What's going on, Slick?
Hey, who was that? Who was that asking about me? Who was that asking about Frodo? JP, who was that?
That was
just
asking about
truck car. That was Mr. Rogers. Hey, Mr. Rogers. Kelton probably trying with the purple Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
don't know that car. I had to talk to Troy. I don't know that car. A purple Malibu, Trust. You say?
Yeah, it's a purple Malibu.
Ooh,
I think so. The nigga name, his name's Kelson, but I think they call him Tiger.
That's the purple Malibu that was pretty tall in the race,
yeah.
To run.
He didn't want to run Troy. Oh, he didn't? Yeah, Troy would have tried to run it. When he tried to jump on me, Troy tried to jump on him, and he declined it. Oh, well, shit, never mind that.
I thought that was in your camp, man. Joe, I didn't know. I thought he was in your camp.
Who? The purple car?
The purple Malibu, yeah.
Nah, he trying to run us, but shit, we really don't think we're tough enough for him either.
Oh, so you gonna sit up somewhere you wouldn't go? That's what you trying to do?
Yeah, because I know both of y'all faster than us, so shit, might be a decent little race.
Man, Troy ain't faster than them cars. Man, Troy ain't faster than Milton.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Hold up, man.
Hey, hold on now. I can't get I asked you a question. I ain't talking about nobody else shit.
Hey, look, you want a race or you blowing smoke?
I didn't think you won the race.
Oh.
Can you answer what? How much? All right.
Tell them all the money.
All right.
Hello, I'm back. I'm back.
Damn,
where JP is?
Shotwell and ran everybody out?
These motherfuckers got quiet. They got quiet and the motherfucker on him. What happened? Why is that number happening?
Shotwell and ran everybody off, shit. They putting that big pressure on everybody.
Well, you got too much pressure, it might bust your own motherfucking pipe.
Man, you got it. If you drive your car, son, you got the brake.
Who said that?
That's Big Lou, baby. That's Big Lou. Sweet Lou, baby.
That's a lawyer. That's a lawyer.
Hey, that's what they're going to send all y'all up to penitentiary.
You let Press 48 be bushing it.
Hey, that's what I'm going to send all y'all up to jail. Y'all got Lou as the lawyer. Y'all motherfucking ready to go.
Oh, goddamn.
Just give me a case of cigarettes, fuck it. I don't even smoke.
Hey, Mike,
that motherfucker.
281-4730. Who we got?
Hey, this is Gap. Looking for Shotwell.
Oh, hold on. Goddamn. Let me open you back up.
Oh, that Jap. Look on Shotwell. That Jap. Oh, wait.
Yeah, come on, Jap. Get closer to the mic. We can't hear you.
We got to leave Jap alone.
Say what? Yeah.
Not that big.
Why we gotta leave Jap alone? Why we gotta leave Jap alone? Jap ass go too.
Oh, he go? Oh, Mike say
God
he go.
Goddamn right he go.
Mike say
he go. Lou, you the lawyer and you don't think Jap go? Ain't that some shit?
Jap go too. Jap, he get out of line, he go too, goddamn.
Mike say Jap go, so lock him in for the end of the year.
He'll make a good dessert after turkey dinner, shit.
Hey, Jeff,
y'all don't state your case, man. Y'all don't state your case to Shotwell, Jeff.
Damn, Luda scared him off.
Yes, he is. I bet you that's a goddamn law.
Yes, sir. He's still on the phone. He ain't saying nothing.
They say Shotwell.
On out them bushes.
Man wants to talk to Shotwell. He talking to the lawyer right now. See, he wants to talk to the defender.
And Mike the defender. Mike got it.
Hey, who looked at me?
Yeah, he on here.
He like Jeff.
Mike still on.
We like Jeff one in the bushes.
Get get it to Papa. Get it to Papa. Yeah, what's up?
Damn, I can't. Can y'all hear me?
Are we hear you now.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, Chop Well, it's Chop, man. Hey, when we gonna dance?
Come on, with the Gold Camino?
Yeah, me, Steve-O, John, Bo. Yeah, Bloodline.
But we got a Dusty you can dance with.
I ain't looking for no Dusty. I'm looking for you. Yay
or nay? You can't get nothing sweet over here. I'm going to kill Bloodline, too. Y'all want to get out of here?
Well, okay. You going to kill Bloodline, start with me.
Hey, well, I told you who you can get. You got a big block. We got something for you. This shit just like you.
No, I ain't got no big block. I got a small block. It's a small block in that El Camino.
Hey, look here. We got a duster for y'all, I can tell you.
Flag on the plate. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. So you don't want none. So you saying you don't want none.
Hey, look here, man. I know everybody.
So you saying you don't want none.
Well, I'm telling you what you can get. I'm winning over here. You ain't doing no winning. You take what I give you. And you can get that
done. Okay, so, all right. I hear you. You don't want none.
No, you don't want none. You know you're going to get paralyzed by that dust.
You don't want none. That dust ain't even running, man. How you going to put something out there that ain't even running?
Well, all you got to do is get out of line with it. They listening.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm going back in the bushes, man. I'm going.
Hey, Jeff, can they kind of get some of that bloodline? That college won't, that El Camino,
yeah.
Both of the El Caminos, and that little orange Mustang. We want everything but John John.
He's going to go back in the bushes again, dog. He just wanted something soft, dog. He don't want nothing to sit like
him. Well, hey, we'll tell him tomorrow that the colors will take everything in their cap but John John Noble.
Dog, he's going to go back in
what
the
colors bushes. You talking about? What colors?
Trouble Troy. Y'all already got some of my money the other week. Troy Cutty. I will run Steve-O again, too.
Damn.
Hello.
Damn.
Hello.
He gone?
What's up?
Hello. Yeah. And we're running John-John. You're not going in the bushes now. Come on.
We're running John-John with Ms. Graham. We're running John-John with Ms. Graham, too.
Hold on, K-Dawg. Hold on right quick. I just want to hear that man say he can't get there. He ain't got enough. How he just did me. Tell that man you can't get there, and he'll leave you alone. JP, he still on the line?
Get up, Jeff.
His line still open?
Get up, Jeff. Yeah, man.
I think he got a speech impediment.
Get up, Jeff. Get up, Jeff.
No.
You've been bobbing and weaving before, man. Get over here and say so with the test.
832-4812, your mic open.
Hey, that's Gene. Hey, man, this Steve-O.
What up, Steve-O?
Hey, Steve-O, man. Now we got somebody that might be talking now, huh?
Yeah. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't know what's going on with that. Y'all do that how y'all do it. But I'm going to tell you, I got a little mishap happen with my car. But me and Troy can definitely do that again. I got something to prove, so I'm just letting you know. But John John called Rick, man.
Oh, I
so
didn't know. I forgot.
Man
my bad. My
you
bad.
Know he hit the wall months back. You know, that man
forgot,
car
man.
Ain't got no front end on it.
I forgot, man. That's my man. He know how we do. He wasn't nothing personal.
But,
he know
but,
how
yeah,
we
yeah,
do.
I got you. But the little orange car, is there anybody else? You know, Troy car more like my car. We do matchup over here. If y'all got something else a little lower than with the orange car, we'll try the orange car again something.
I tell you, we'll get the orange car the back tire. That way we can get him. He can be low enough. We get in the back tire Sunday night. Perfect.
Well, nah, you ain't putting him low enough because that's a – y'all fit the same, but I just don't think – I don't – you know what? Hold on to that. Let me put mine together. We can't do it this Sunday because he working. But I had a little mishap with mine, waiting to get some parts back before the end of this year. Like I told you, because after this year I'm done. So I want to do that race. with me and Troy. Head the fuck up, cut him loose. I don't care where it's at. And we can do it. And so that way we can see, because I got a point to prove. And, hey, if he can get me, he can get there. He can just get there. I don't think so, but we going to see.
Steve-O. We looking for you in that Nova.
Hey, Steve-O.
Huh?
We looking for you in that Nova out of Austin, who beat us. We looking for everybody who beat us on the Mitch House. We looking for all of them.
Oh, okay, that's good. Hey, me, I'm the same way. I'm the same way. Anybody that got by me that asked about my car when it was knocking the tires off, they can fucking get it before the end.
Well, you know how we feel. You know how we feel.
I want to run the red truck again. He got away from me. I want to. Hey, same thing.
Oh, we got him. He
same
we thing.
I want to try. Y'all got him. I ain't got him.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how that go. Hey, man, I done lost the cars way lesser than y'all, so a loss ain't nothing. You know, I don't like it, but I can take it. Hey, I think it's going to be a good race. I want to see it. I really want to know, because I don't – if you look at my track record, I don't run no bullshit. I run stuff that I probably ain't shouldn't run and shit that I think that's with me. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to do it.
If I draw on you, it's because I think you got something there. I told him, I'm a big game hunter. I ain't no possum or no buzzard. I ain't looking for something to eat the whole lane. I want to make a kill. I want to make a kill.
You don't want nothing dead. You don't want nothing dead.
I don't want nothing dead. I don't want nothing weak, and I don't want nothing old. I want to make a kill. I want to hold the horns up. You know, you look at that big 9 points. A 12-point buck, that's because he's young and kicking it. I ain't got no little dope. I want to bust something. So,
I got you.
And so if I call on you, it's because I got respect for you. That's all I'm saying.
And
I ain't going in nothing light. I like the man car. I see the man car. I know he know what he's doing. I know y'all know what y'all doing. So I'm going to come up out this old garage one more time, and we're going to do what we do.
All good.
And I'm still good with you, brother. So
that's
all I wanted to say.
Hey,
Steve-O. Yeah, what's up, Kenfo?
Tell Jeff, since he tried to get something up, we got to listen to him. We got a duster for him. He got a duster.
Yeah, but Jeff is, he is small block, and he full interior car. Interior small block on 10-inch tires with 28 10-inch stock suspension. Full body El Camino, steel bumpers, steel everything. He a full body car. I'm just telling you, he a full body car. So, but which Dusty you talking about?
Howard Duster?
I think he'll do that.
Okay.
I don't know if he do it, but he ready to roll now. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with his car. His car ready to roll.
Ain't nothing wrong with y'all
either. When they talking about doing it this weekend? We gonna clarify. You bringing another car? Jap don't drive, so it ain't gonna go. So we ain't gonna go into who drive the car. It's just gonna be the car. It's gonna be the gold El Camino.
Okay, and it's going to be the Blue Duster.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Yeah, call them up and see if they can get it done. I think they'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they'll do that. He don't race the car much because he work a lot. You know, it's just his hours fucked up. But now, I'm just saying... Hey, man, toward the end of the year, we ought to be able to give some people something to look at because, like I say, I got a point to prove. Everybody tell me what I can't do, we going to see. If I leave late and this and that, whatever, how I leave, I'm a mediocre driver, but I'm a professional technician. So I build my shit to where I can do what I got to do. If it leaves late, I take care of that motherfucker when I stick it in high gear. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. That's my point. I can show you how I feel it. I can't drive it, but I can show you how I feel it. And I put that like that. That's how I go. I might can't drive it, but I can show you how I built that motherfucker. I built it for me. I can't
I might be late on the tree and I might do this. And everybody, oh, you're going to kill you because you're going to do this. Let's see. Let's see. Kid, and it's all good. But I'm going to go back on mute, man. It's a good show. Appreciate everything. And Mr. Dillon, how you doing today? Like, talk to your black man and just holler at you and make sure everything good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Man, well, we got TV
yeah,
in the back.
No,
y'all
man, we need
you.
To get this, all this stuff, make it happen, let it go.
All right, well, let us know when you're ready. We ready, Steve-O. You let us know when you're ready. We chilling and chilling.
Okay, yeah, I'm just waiting on, you know, I ain't got no control over no machine shop.
Yeah,
so
I know how that goes.
It should, and when he good, all I need to do is make me I get it together, and then I might take it out one time, or hell, that time, I might just need to make me, I usually like to come off the trailer, but if the time running short, let me make a hit, and then hell, I'll be good from there.
All right, we'll come out there, Trevor, too. We found our way.
Okay, that's good. It's okay, just, I'm saying, I'm putting my car back together. If I don't get a chance to go somewhere and make a, you know, to go make a hit before the race, I might need to make a hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we ain't tripping like that, man. We,
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
take
yeah,
to make a
I
race
might need
out,
to make a hit.
Cause
you know, it's a puzzle. I put it all the way together. I ain't trying to, you know, some of these dudes get on here talking, but I ain't trying to mess off no money because I left a line loose or a boat loose or something. And tell
I
us no bunch
that.
Of shit for nothing.
Nah, we,
yeah,
we don't like, you know, goof ass shit trying to get something for nothing. Whatever you feel
yeah,
comfortable,
yeah,
you say you're ready,
that's
we can
why
do
I, hey, that's why I got much respect, brother. We out. And if we ever leave here, I heard them talk about a race, about getting six or seven guys together. And if we ever leave here and go somewhere, I'm with y'all.
Oh, I'm with that all the time. So
oh, yeah, I'm with y'all. Chuck. We had a little run-in together in San Antonio, me and Troy, and he know I'm with you. He know I'm with you. I'm on your side when we outside of Houston. When we in Houston, we hitting it. But when we outside of Houston,
right.
We together.
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
That's it. That's how I roll. Anything outside of Houston, we rolling together. All right.
Yeah, I'm with that now. We good.
Okay, brother. All right, I'm going to let y'all have the show, man. I just wanted to chime in, clear up some stuff.
All right, JP probably
all right.
Been away.
Okay.
I'm on here. I'm trying to find this damn noise, man. King B, your mic open.
Man, I ain't need you to put my name out there talking about my mic open and shit.
Damn.
Man, whoever at work, goddamn, it's on you.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell going on this show. I really forgot y'all having the show. I thought racing was over with. Shit, I ain't heard nothing.
What you thought racing was over with? You didn't show up to hell at the death. That's why you think your motherfucker.
I'm just saying, bro. I mean, shit. Ain't nobody called me, told me no update, no nothing. You motherfucker called me.
Should have had jazzed up. Should have had jazzed up. Yeah.
Man, I couldn't make it, brother.
Should
I
have had
jazz,
yeah.
I lost your number. Can I work?
I was working. I was working this weekend. I lost your number, goddamn
it. Hey, cash at me, K-Dawg.
I ain't got no phone. I'm talking on the internet.
Sorry,
I ain't got no cash yet. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Or get it like Tyson, either one.
I do that too now.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So I ain't got no phone,
yeah.
So you got to get it like tight. Nah, how we get there? How they work?
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
For some of these that don't know, you gonna fuck fight a butt 75. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
I ain't got no money, and you know goddamn well ain't nothing else jumping out. So you know we squawking.
I knock you out. You know the rollover on your stomach. No,
hey, that come with it.
Yeah.
Well, understood. Ain't never got to be spoken, but you know it's a two way street now.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Embrace for the impact. That's how you do it. Have fun, you know.
Hey, B, y'all gonna let Dre be the referee?
Hell no. I just want to give props, man. I think Shotwell was the bar
of the weekend, man. I hear it from what I see. God damn, man, who got sweat on his phone working?
Oh shit. Can I say that one more time? I just want to make sure everybody heard me. Shotwell got the bar of the weekend last week too. Ain't nobody contesting to that. Okay. And Troy got the club of the weekend. No,
fuck all that. I'm going to contest that shit myself. So on what ground? What you coming up with? Sound like some favoritism shit. Nigga.
How the fuck is some favoritism? Oh, Shotwell, you were supposed to fall for this.
Hey, but shit, you didn't say nothing, dog, so I couldn't speak. I was like, well, shit, I don't want to speak on my own shit, but dog, I'm waiting on dog to say something.
No, I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen, so I can't talk.
Troy, hold on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How the hell, hey, Shotwell, my boy, but how the hell you going to jump over Troy and get Shotwell the bad of the week? If anything, I'd say it was a tie.
No,
come on, PB. You being
prejudiced,
man.
No,
that's
no,
for real.
No,
that's
no,
some
no, no, no.
Shit.
I'm finna tell you why. The official bad report coming from King is Shotwell is the bar of the weekend because Shotwell went over there with Grudge Racing and whooped ass, talked shit. He told y'all what the fuck he was going to do. He went over there, let his nuts hang. Fuck high turnout.
And he got punked out minus two. Hold on.
Let me hear his thing, his excuse. What you say, my shootout what?
Troy did it in the shootout. Hold on, Grudge, I want to hear the bullshit.
So, because I grudge race in a shootout every round, it don't have the same thing, huh?
He's right about that, B. They race for money each round, B.
It don't matter. I gave the man his props. I said, Shotwell was the bird. You did what I'm saying? Because the man came in with his chest poke. His man had his chest poke down for months, saying what he going to go do over there in hell at the death. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Because I didn't say shit.
Yeah, you ain't put out. Because I don't get on the internet talking shit.
Can't be. I'm 43 years old, man.
Nah,
that don't happen with me.
Man, I don't give a damn. I wouldn't give a damn if you was 73. You understand what I mean?
Hey, Troy. Okay.
I think you need to lock King B in. Goddamn with that bullshit.
No, I'm kind of prejudiced on that shit.
Hold on, B. You don't talk. So you want me to change the race I am just so I can get your approval of bear of the motherfucking week?
No, I don't.
Okay, I got you.
All I want you to do is accept.
I ain't accept the shit. Let me tell you how it happened.
I'm in a shootout with three motherfucking Mustangs in a heavy-ass Z-body, right? Y'all tell me, man,
right.
I don't think you should get in that shootout. The only reason the shootout happened because we were going to grudge race the one Mustang that was in the shootout. So the dude that owns the Mustang, he said, why are we going to turn it to a four-car shootout? I'm like, cool, right? So one of the Mustangs dropped out and tried to slip a race truck in that motherfucker. So we just said, fuck it. Dog said, well, fuck, we're going to grudge race the truck later today anyway. Kill two birds with one stone. That's what we did.
Off right. his goddamn head.
Off the motherfucking
trailer.
Is
what I said. Off the trailer when you finish. When you
finish. Okay. Now, what now?
Hey, man, around the applause. We could be the cub. Just don't call us late for dinner. You call us what you want, you don't call us late for dinner.
Yeah, about none of that shit.
Yeah. I just want to see where it is. Hey,
right.
It don't matter. I just want to see where his head was at.
You there, Trump?
I'm still here.
Okay, now you got your round of applause. Your ass is still the club of the goddamn week.
You goddamn right. But don't make sure you don't bring your motherfucking ass down here either, too. You
hey,
knock your motherfucking head off just for giving me,
hey,
I raise people on principle, and you just gave me a principle to raise your motherfucking ass. Don't come down here fucking with us, all right? I'm going to knock your head off.
Look, man, it's okay, brother. And Troy and Shawell got the motherfucking bro the goddamn week, man. That motherfucker went two weekends.
But, you know,
that motherfucker went two weekends back to back, man.
B.
Yeah,
B.
You
had three
fucked up. You wasn't even there, motherfucker. You right. I ain't got to be there.
Yeah, you do. Because if you was there, you would know some motherfucking insights that you don't know.
Like what?
Don't worry about it. You wasn't there.
Okay. I know right now, Shotwell coming in that motherfucker like he was the whole gorilla. He went in that
you
motherfucker.
You goddamn right he did.
He did. That's what I'm saying. Why I'm trying to get him in. I'm just giving him a man. He's a bird. He's a bird weekend. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with it. You still a bird. You just a baby bird. You a cub.
I'm still the motherfucker I am when I woke up goddamn 2 weeks ago. I'm all right with that, B. I'm just trying to see where your head is. And that's what the game is.
So, okay. So then, I'm going to say is the Lamar Sanford on the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to say who?
Huh?
What
well,
you
really
say,
B? You really trying to piss K-Dog, though, huh?
Man, B's just going against the grain. B going against
yeah,
the grain.
Yeah,
no,
I see it.
I'm going to tell you why. B is the Lamar Sanford of the goddamn weekend, too. Because, from my understanding, him and fucking Chino or whatever post been racing, and he get out talking shit to me, too, the other day, too. That's what got it, too. Oh, man, goddamn, I ain't done blowing him up. I'm going to open the world up, you know what I'm saying? Then down the third, and I'm going to see what I'm going to have to give you. Oh, so you got a bad motherfucker over there, but you just toughen the motherfucker, right? Yeah, motherfucker this, motherfucker that. So he went over there. He ain't do what the hell he needed to do and do what he was supposed to do. Looking like a clown. So he goddamn, he got the motherfucker Lamar Sanford on the goddamn weekend. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So, there it is.
Do you? So if you get a win, you can still be the Lamar Sanford of the week.
If you get a win, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can get a win and still be the Lamar. You can do some fool. Hey, you can be. Hey, you can win.
You get a win and still do some dumb shit. Hold on.
Yeah,
you got a hand going up now. Hold up. 323-6564. Your mic open. 323-6564. Who we got?
Take me down in Mexico. I'll be better than
that. All right. Lil' Larry, your mic open.
Take me down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mic open.
Lamont, your mic open.
Hey, we'll take that. But we waiting on that black motherfucker to get in that other lane, though. This is so weak.
Yeah. Monkey of the Week award. They ain't tripping.
Nah, I didn't give him the week award. I gave him the month award. You know when I took, you know when he took his goddamn hat off and hit him upside his head and said, "You big dummy."
JP, he got a point. That JP, he got a point. He got a point now. Yeah, you got to give him. You got to give him that much. You got to give him that much. He got a point.
Hey, Cyrus already gave the official battle report of the week.
It's official.
Don't punk out Connor and win too. JD got three punk out.
No. We already talked about that, Luke. I can't really say that's a win. A punk out is a punk out. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Money.
That means
you receive money.
No, that
you
means somebody
money.
Forfeited.
Hey, hold on, that ain't no win.
It's your bad report.
Don't let nobody tell you how to tell your bad report. It's your bad report.
I'm not going to let nobody change it. You gave the first official bad report.
Let them tell their bad report.
I'm late on the play, brother. I came in late. What else I supposed to do if I came in late? So that's all I'm saying. So let me hear what you got to say, Tyrone. Come on with it. You got to go.
I'm just saying, we're talking from a fan perspective.
I'm talking from a fan perspective.
Troy got
two races. Hold on, Luke. Hold up, Luke. Just tell me your bad report again, what you said earlier.
Okay. Bad report.
You ain't got to explain it to him. Just tell me your bad report.
Troy,
give me your bad report.
Troy, get the bad. Troy, get the bad report. Mm-hmm. Get the bad of the week. Shotwell, get the cub of the week.
Nope.
Race of the week.
And the bully. The bully.
The bully. The bully, I gave Lil Larry and them the bully. I gave Lil Larry and them the bully of the week. Yeah, because Dion went down now, and he won his race. Am I right or wrong? Did he get punked out, or did he win a race?
He won a race. You're right, Cook. He beat a Mustang.
All
right.
And then, goddamn, the Lamar Safford and the goddamn jackass was the little red truck. Mike Dillon gave that part of the bad report.
Mike Dillon know them kind. I don't know them.
Okay. Hold on.
Why did the red truck get the goddamn jackass?
Come on, explain it to him.
Because Troy tried to be nice and split the pot. The man talking about, nah, I want all the money. Went on with a wet ass and nothing. That's why he got jackass for the week.
Boy, my little
sister
laughed at that.
And then locked the man in after he talked shit, and they locked the man in for a nice little check.
That's what I'm talking about. And, hey, that's why we called him you big dummy. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How did Lil Larry get the bully of the bully? Who was the bully?
Oh, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming, King B.
Nice, Cyrus.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Cyrus, you listen? How did Lil Larry get the bully of the week?
Reason why, because Lil Larry was the underdog all through this race being locked in. Everybody knew it. Everybody on this phone was going against Lil Larry. And Lil Larry, I want you to know that on national radio. Everybody said, man, we ride with Chino. We ride with Chino. Except for Cyrus. I ain't even come in. And when the race went down, guess where I put my money on? Lil Larry.
But so, they didn't race,
well,
Cyrus.
They didn't,
Cyrus.
They didn't race, Cyrus. Hey.
They didn't race.
He bullied the trip, huh?
They did not race.
They did.
Right. Hey, that's what I'm saying. So,
they did not race. Chino and Lil Larry did not race, Cyrus.
He went to the line
with Roger Rabbit and he broke.
Well, that was
and I know King B already heard that. That's why he asked you how did Larry get the bully of the week.
If anything, you should have gained five.
Damn, man.
Shotwell should have got the goddamn bird of the week. Troy should have got the most impressive and the fucking cub of the goddamn week. Weekend. The goddamn truck and them with that whatever they did, they should have got the jackass. Cause I heard something about that red truck. I said, damn, that sound like some fucked up shit. So you right. So whatever happened with that truck, I'm a stand on that. He should have got the jackass of the goddamn weekend, and goddamn Dion should have got the goddamn Lamont. You big dummy.
Well, Flacco get cooked. Flacco got the bad hombre, motherfucker. That's what he got. Cheers.
Yeah. He got buenas, hey, buenas noches. Buenas noches. That's what he got. Yeah, he buenas noches. Yeah.
King B. Flacco stabbed that bitch like it was a nitrous car, man. He got to put the tires and got back in that hole like it was a nitrous car. God damn, I said, this Flacco track, motherfucker. Shit.
Yeah. But see, that's like, we can bank on Flacco doing that. You feel what I'm saying? We can bank on that. You see what I'm saying? So, but the report that we couldn't bank on, I'm telling you, man, goddamn, Shotwell went over there, got three punk out, whooped every goddamn body, talked about all this shit, won his razor. He should have got the bullet and the bird. Charles should have got the goddamn most impressive and the cub because he was impressive. That was impressive. He did his thing. He come straight off the goddamn trailer. Then red truck, jackass. And goddamn Dion and Lil Larry. Goddamn, you big dummy. Lamont.
Hey, man, you ain't but one vote, man. How you going to orchestrate a whole goddamn show with one vote? You ain't but one vote, man. Say your vote and stand down. Who the hell made you the judge, jury, and the goddamn prosecutor? You one vote, man.
Man, you know I'm the motherfucking DA.
No, you not. You one goddamn vote.
Mike D. Who the bad motherfucker? How the fuck I come into a show a whole hour and a half late and goddamn call the whole goddamn place?
Because you're the only one want to talk. That's why.
I asked, first of all, I asked if anybody want to contest that Troy should shut the fuck up and just listen. That was what he should have
done. We don't do that.
You did what I'm saying, and then on top of that, it's Troy's hit list. So that means he was part of the fucking event. That means he needs to listen. He needs to take.
He was in a shootout. Yeah. He was in a grudge race shootout. He was in a locked-in grudge race that turned into a shootout with both parties wanting him off the trailer.
That don't cook. Man, that don't cook.
Yeah,
K-Dawg,
you ain't cooking.
K-Dawg, you sound biased in the motherfuckers.
Call me what you want. Just don't. Hey, call me what you want to make sure you spell my name right. I'm going to ride with mine.
One thing about it, I'm trying to tell you, I ain't calling no motherfucker from no goddamn select phone. You did what I'm saying? So I ain't going to call you what you want. You did what I'm saying?
Okay. I don't know what that means. I'm lost on that one. And look,
you ain't going to be able to call that bad report from up there, though, King B. You have to be there to see it.
Vote at the end of the day. Look, Shotwell ran my homeboy, right? He ran my homeboy, right? And then...
And hey, I congratulate him like it was, because y'all were my partner. I ain't biased to shit. A win is a win. And I'm just glad they came and gave action in my event.
Y'all being biased because I ain't come to your motherfucking event.
I'm heavy on that.
You're heavy on the pope feet.
Hell no. Hell no. I need about a week. Get over this shit. I didn't give you a week.
I ain't talked to you this week. When I talked to you.
Matter of fact, it's been longer than that. I think the last time I talked to you was Friday.
Well,
you got till Friday. Till next Friday.
No. Fuck you. Yeah.
That's cool. I'll take it.
You better take something. Shit. Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. This gumbo that we cook, boy, this gumbo over here so good. It's so sweet. Whoa, this gumbo good over here, man.
Hey, K-Dog, I ain't gonna talk about you. I'm gonna let you make it.
I ain't worried about now. So and so. They can talk about me if they want to, man. Everything was cool.
Yeah. I know it was cool. When I got you call you back, don't show it. What's wrong with you? I know it's cool. Yeah. I need my motherfucking cash out. My shit ain't wrong.
I ain't got nothing for you, homie.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Troy, that's your boy. He gonna give it back to you, man. Just cash at me.
We ain't got nothing to do with none of that, man. We ride the wave.
Yeah, I know what you. All right, listen, I'm gonna let you ride the wave. I ain't said nothing. Tell me what I said wrong.
You gonna let me? You come in my establishment, talking about what you gonna let me and what I better do?
You know what I'm telling you? You know what you gonna let me do? Yeah, goddamn right. Shit, yeah.
No, they gonna ride that motherfucker regardless.
Show him. That shit ain't gonna do nothing but get worse, boy. This shit going just like it's going. It ain't gonna get nothing but worse on these cats, man.
Yeah. Wrong with y'all? Yeah. I had to come here and cut the fire up a little bit. Shit.
Mm-hmm. What's JP at?
Hat on the left.
I'm right here.
Sleep. He's sleep.
Oh. I'm right here. What we say here? LLJ.
Hey, Shaw West still on there?
LLJ, baby. LLJ.
Where's Shaw West at? He gone. Shaw West gone. Who's that? Well, put it down, man. Answer the phone. Put it down.
You still on here?
Put a little more down, so we can get on the phone, man. So, JP, that's you. You gonna start this battle report stuff, or when you gonna start it today, or what? Because we can't start it after a biased event, so to speak. But we can start it whenever you get ready. It's your show.
I mean, Cyrus gave the first official battle report, so. I feel like
it's
gonna be Cyrus from here on out. Yeah, Cyrus is gonna be the official battle report.
You can't bank on Cyrus.
Is we gonna vote or whatever Cyrus say gonna go?
Well, that'll take that TV runner then.
It don't matter
Luke.
If y'all want to do it.
Player Lou. Be cool,
Lou. At the end of the day, it's going to be biased because it's whatever Cyrus thinks. That should be.
Well, let's go. We got to get to a vote.
Not a committee can get with him on the back lines and kind of get him in line, before he come on the show now, make sure he got his shit right.
Yeah. But he was the first one to say he had the bad report. He did come with that. So, you got to respect his first bad report. Yeah. And that bullshit can't be talking about taking our running with. That bullshit can't be talking about. Man,
I ain't talking about no bullshit.
Hey, that motherfucker know I ain't talking about no bullshit. I, on the cool, when I just said, I crunk up the shit with the bullshit, but the second view I just gave, that was good. That was real good.
No, it wasn't. I need to know. I need to know why my homie and Lil Larry get the Big Dumb of the War when he tried to run Chino. He tried to run Chino off the trailer. That didn't happen. He got in the Gang Zone 28 and never made a pass in the car and won a round and got some money. So how he got to be the Big Dumb of the Lamont? I don't understand.
He's Lamont. It don't matter. He ain't do
why
shit.
Why Lamont?
Because he ain't do shit.
He won a round.
Say,
he wants some money. He wants some money.
Say it with me. Say it with me. Shit.
Hey, all right, because he drew on your ass last week. Is that what it was?
Dookie.
Uh-oh.
Boo-boo.
I think because he drew on your ass last week. Maybe that's what it was. That's what it is, then, guys.
All that.
281-5694. The mic open.
Ain't nothing like a good show without no good controversy. So I don't give a damn what y'all say. I don't care what y'all say. Fuck Cyrus. And it ain't his. He ain't got no official battle report. He ain't got shit. He got shit. Shit. What the fuck you mean? I'm part of the goddamn committee. I said Cyrus ain't got shit. Now, you said the committee can have something to say about it. I'm part of the committee. Cyrus ain't got
shit. Hey, B, I got to look at you, homie.
Hey, you can't. Hey, man, you can't throw the man under the bus on the front line. Now, you're going to be the committee. You got to get him straight before he come on the show with the bad report now.
Nah, that's the point. He ain't get with me. I talked to Cyro.
Man, you been in the bushes, they say.
I ain't been no bush. I talked to Cyro the other day, like Monday or something. I ain't talked to him. It was Monday or yesterday. He ain't goddamn me run nothing by me. Shit. So, I mean, I got to come in. I ain't run shit. My bad.
I need to get with the chairman then.
Damn it, boy.
So what's the next race, JP?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's coming up next. I think what that is, Rod and them, I think, will be the...
Rody got a race up here for Thanksgiving weekend.
Is it this weekend that fall, bro?
Nah, Thanksgiving weekend, next weekend.
Thanksgiving weekend, okay.
This weekend is that Batman shit, but I mean, that's up to y'all if y'all gonna have.
Wait. Right, did you hear me on the way with it? Wait. You said you ain't gonna put no respect on that man shit.
Mm-hmm. You say what now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Listen, you say what now? Como se va? Como está? You see how good it's been, y'all? Senor?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, so you ain't gonna put no respect on Batman. You just gonna say Batman shit.
Do anybody put any respect on Batman shit? Well, I see. I'll leave it there.
Move that from here.
You going out there?
If I highly doubt it. If I ain't, just ain't got shit else to do, I might roll out there. But other than that, if I feel like more in the yard or something, I ain't going.
Damn. Man, so if you feel like more in the yard, he ain't going. Man.
I mean, real talk. You know, I don't know what he's still trying to hang on to, but he really need to retire. Just give up, because he ain't going to drive no crowd, he ain't going to drive no cars, and he ain't in no good track. So, I mean, he's just really just shooting and pissing the wind, really.
So what's wrong with the track? What do you mean it ain't no good track?
they don't. I mean, it's a good track if you're talking about back in the '90s. You know what I'm saying? But they don't prep the track for today's horsepower and radio. You know what I'm saying? So you go out there anything over 450 horsepower on a radio, shit, you blew up a goddamn hit the river. Mm. So, I mean, it's a good track. I mean, it's a good track. Don't get me wrong. They just don't prep it for radios.
Right. It's a slick track.
Yeah, it's a slick track.
What is he doing?
So did you put the bug in anybody here about making sure that they need to, you know, turn it into a radio track?
I ain't put a bug in nobody here, but hell, it's kind of obvious. I mean, shit. If you want to draw a crowd and make some money. I mean, you gonna follow the trend, ain't you?
No, not all the time. Cause sometimes you can build your own brand. You know what I'm saying? You can make your own way. You ain't got to ride everybody's way. You dig what I'm saying? That's a lot going on around here these days. That you know everybody riding each other around the same way.
In that case, they need to goddamn. I mean, no prep pretty dead around Texas. So in that case, they didn't just got down to do a no prep race. They could be a badass.
Hey, there ain't no 250,000 no prep race.
Shit, that one ain't 250. Everybody know they got fucked. They keep doing that shit. They gonna be like Batman too. Goddamn.
Oh man, say it ain't so.
You just speaking facts.
They got grand hustle.
Oh wait, I'm just trying to take up for Batman a little bit.
I mean, Batman, an okay dude. I thought, you know, he okay dude, but he just needs to teach. I'm gonna say he just hang up his shoes on the promoter tip.
Oh, so you saying he need to throw his shit up there on top of the power line? I used to have on the
truck. Yeah, yeah. Goddamn right. Throw them bitches up there and make sure they spin around a couple times so they can't come back down.
So in that case, a lot of people need to hang them up then.
Yeah, a lot of people do need to hang them up. And another thing, a lot of these motherfuckers
need to hang them up.
Goddamn, I don't know nothing about all that. But I know another thing is a lot of these promoters, they need to stop having these two-day events when they really just, the shit could be over within goddamn 4 or 5 hours. Motherfucker want to have two-day events and it ain't called for.
Are you saying they having 2 day events and they ain't even got 2 days worth of race?
Hell no, they ain't got 2 days worth of race. All that shit can
who doing?
Squashed down into one good day of racing.
Who doing that?
Shit.
Since you putting the name on every damn thing else.
Hey. If y'all go, y'all see. I ain't got to put no name on it. Y'all see it like I see it.
I don't lie to you, I don't see it, so that's why I'm trying to get the news I can use. Pull me up. Oh, you trying to be messing. Go on, pull this shit out. Don't hand the motherfucker to me. Want me to pull it out and get in trouble for it. I ain't even open the motherfucker.
Yeah. You go ahead and pull it on out, goddamn me. We hold our hands right here. We're in trouble.
Hey, send me a text. Hey, whoever, if anybody know who it is, say it like that, y'all send me a text, and I'm going to read it verbatim.
Oh, shit.
I ain't gonna even tell you where it came from.
Send it to me, Jaw. Send it to me, and I'll send it to JP. Don't tell nobody. I ain't gonna tell it on you.
Gonna read it verbatim, goddamn.
Yeah, he gonna read it verbatim, goddamn. The contact name, the contact phone number, everything else, man. Well, he gonna read everything.
Nah, he ain't gonna do. He can't do that. He gonna read the time, the date, everything.
He's gonna put it out there, you know. I can't never tell who my informant is. You lose out, you know. If you get a good informant, they're giving up to your kids, you can't throw him under the bus, man. You gotta keep him. You know, you gotta keep him in the dark. Yeah. He's gonna always come with some good shit.
Let's see what he's doing. Well, I say it like this. Y'all can take it how y'all want to take it. As far as in the DFW area, you know what I'm saying, the owner is someone who needs to have two-day events because they have enough classes and enough races to happen on both days is Jake, the Picnic, Shannon. You know what I'm saying? Well, she really don't count because, I mean, she do, but she don't. You know what I'm saying? But she have enough shit for both days. And then Rhoda is Cinco de Mayo race. His other race that he having this weekend, I don't know. I mean, next weekend, I don't know because it's the first time he's doing this shit. But his Cinco de Mayo race, it'd be enough action for both days. You know what I'm saying? But anything else outside of that, one day. And as far as up
there. Oh, shit.
I don't know about nobody down there.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think nobody down this way really throwing no two-day events down that way. Be honest with you. Everybody pretty much do they.
Well, the man said it.
One day.
So sound like to me he left out Lorenzo Tony. He left out Batman. He left out Quan. D&D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We gotta start.
Give him a little.
Hold up, goddamn. Got some hands went up. Shit, hold up. 281-5694, who we got? 281-5694. Nick, mic open. 281-5694. You was about to say something?
It don't sound like
that. Hey, I just wanna get on here and thank Mr. Rogers for giving us a nice event to race at. I had a good time. Everybody in the crew had a good time. I just want to say thank you. That's all.
All right, Nikki.
You're welcome, Nick. Report. Thanks for putting it out. Thanks for the support. Thank you. Welcome, Nick.
Heard y'all looking for James K. Is that true? Hi, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hang up?
What's that?
Hello.
So I heard y'all looking for James K.
Who told you that?
What I heard.
Oh. No.
Just a little tweeted bird.
Nope. We good.
Y'all good?
Y'all
still looking for King B? Y'all still looking for King B?
No, we stopped looking for him. Couldn't find him.
Damn. Because you couldn't find him.
Shit. Nope.
You thick ass bushes, huh?
Couldn't find him.
See, home of Tiffin. Hey, home of Tiffin. Almost
You know the Homer Simpson, the little grip thing. You know the Homer Simpson.
So you say you hide King B?
No, I never said nothing. He not high. He just kind of bagged up a little bit and went to the bridges a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
That translates to high. That translates to high to me.
You want me to tell you what happened?
How did you go in the bushes? Did you go in face first? Or did you go in backwards? Did you put your ass in first?
I thought you put your ass in first.
Nah, listen. You want me to tell you what happened? Oh, you got to be quicker than that. You got to be quicker. Well, it ain't my fault.
Thought you had him.
Yeah. You know, when you put the bait out there, you did what I'm saying. So I didn't put no 3 pound. I put a little, a little half a pound bait. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it floated to the, you know what I'm saying, and hit up and got away. You did what I'm saying. Now if I, you know, threw me a sink out there, you see what I'm saying? Hey, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Hey,
I'm lost.
Yeah,
I think you in the bushes with the ass first.
No, Why would I do that?
So you dove in the bushes.
No, sir. What happened was, when you got a pinch on the line, you supposed to hook him and book him. If you don't do that, you let the fish get away. I got away. So it's over with. Should have got me when he had me.
Yeah.
He missed.
So it sounds like. So like you went head first, dove in the bushes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Everybody getting quiet on this goddamn thing, huh? Well, yeah, we're going to get out of here, fellas. George, y'all, again, man, appreciate all the support. 346-3830, your mic open. Who we got?
What up, JP?
What up, Kareem?
Oh, shit. Chilling. Getting home from practice.
All right. Got something you want to get off your chest or something before we close this thing out, man? Because everybody getting quiet over here.
No, I just going to
stir some more shit up.
It can't be said he got away, so I guess he don't want to be found again, huh?
Wait a minute. Let me go and crank this controversy up. What the fuck you just say?
You said you got away.
Yeah, Lamont. You one who let me get away, Lamont. You did. Yeah, you did. You should have got me when you had me. Now, I ain't got to do shit. You did what I'm saying? Now, I ain't got to do shit but just to wait till whenever we both on the property, and I feel like I want to do it, and we'll do it.
But you ain't going to never want to do it.
Yeah. Now, since y'all want to tell me I went in the bushes with my ass and I dove off in that motherfucker, nah, hell motherfucker, nah. The truth is, Lamont let me get away. So, Nick, go hit goddamn Kareem upside the head with your hat and say, you big dummy.
That was the problem. I'm trying to tell y'all what I'm gonna tell y'all how the shit happened. You did what I'm saying?
That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. How you got away?
You should, because Kareem got on the phone and said, oh, man, it's all cool. You know, kumbaya, my lord. You know, if we ever on the property, you know, when we on the property at the same time, you know, we'll lock it in then. We'll do it then. But I was telling him he had a weak-ass motherfucking turbo, and I run weak turbo, and I locked them bitches in. You see what I'm saying?
Lock in, man. Lock in.
You know, so
lock
the
in.
Next week, hold on, Nicholas. Hold on, Nicholas, little Nicky boy, you hold on, you hold on, you did what I'm saying. And then the next week, he want to come in, oh, we looking for King B,
Man, we're not in history class, man, come on.
King B, that's all history.
We know how it went down.
Like I told you and everybody else, you did what I'm saying. I got other shit to do. Race with my fuck out time. I'm not fucking out right now. It's for a full special for me.
Yep.
I'm working,
you
man.
You can't get mad at me.
I do. Cause if I
you
didn't,
clean out
if
your
I
garage.
Didn't, where I would have been.
You gotta wash your hair.
I'd have been on the property this past weekend. Let me tell you, and everybody else can tell it, I ain't missed another race event this year. Fucking up or not fucking up, I ain't missed a race this year.
Yeah, man, we got the background on.
Yeah, he's still on.
Hey, I'm
out here. What's going on? Huh? Well, I said that night we were looking for Ken, he disappeared for about 2 hours, right? Weren't you calling to check on him?
Who was looking for him?
That night we were looking for King B. Wasn't he gone for like 2 hours? You were trying to find him?
Hey. Yeah, he was gone for a little minute. He came back, though. He came back.
Okay, Mr. Rogers,
since you telling the truth, did Kareem not come on the phone before Nick came in talking about this down the third and let me off the hook when I said lock, and he said, oh, man, we can just wait till whenever we get to the track.
No, we both on the property.
Hey.
I'm talking to K-Dog. Go ahead. So I can correct you where you went wrong.
It went something like, I don't remember the whole deal. It went something like that, though. It's like you took a little longer than what he should to lock in.
And when we told you, King, we would lock you in. He said, man, right now I'm looking for one race. If I come to Eagledale, I'm looking for either Miss Graham or somebody that come down. You like, I really don't want to lock you in until I know I got a race with them. Did you not tell me that?
Yep.
After y'all let me off the hook, you should have
you didn't
want to
lock
me
in. You didn't want to lock in. You were looking for somebody
else. Grudge racing 101, grudge racing etiquette. Get your man. If you got a fish on the line, you got to hair up and get it.
Like I said, you let me get out of that show. Y'all can't get mad because y'all can't get mad because y'all got that. Y'all can't get mad. Y'all can't get mad because y'all got that weak ass motherfucking turbo over there, and y'all trying to peek on my motherfucking weak ass motherfucking me, a motherfucking street car. Y'all can't get mad at that. Y'all can't get mad.
Duck.
You can't get mad because y'all lost out. You should have got me when you had action. That's what I'm telling you.
Hey, you do a good look away. I'm going to tell you that. You do a good look away.
Yeah. I don't give a damn if I do. I can give a damn if I do the best look away. Yeah. Y'all miss me. You should have got me when you had the chance, you big dummy.
You can't keep running. We'll find you.
Yeah, I ain't got to keep running. And 2000 and since y'all talking about some 22 around the corner, when I got something for that, when I bring out whatever I need to have for 22, I don't want to see y'all duck with Kareem.
Oh, we want that. We'll be right there.
Right
there.
Right,
we'll be right there.
I guarantee, motherfuckers don't duck.
Locked and loaded. We'll be there. Locked and loaded.
King B, what you need from the left? Man.
A pair of running
the
shoes.
The whole track.
God damn.
Man,
track.
What you need from Lil Larry, man?
The whole track.
I need everything. Give me everything, Grudge Racing.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd really be a dumb man do that.
All right, then. All right.
I just want to let you know that's the baddest D-body down south. Okay, you can think that that motherfucker the baddest D-body down south, and you ain't did motherfucker thing with that motherfucker. Shit, what race y'all won with that motherfucker? Y'all ain't did,
nobody
ain't did
race?
Shit with that motherfucker? Man,
want nobody race?
Come on, man. Motherfucker ain't try race because motherfucker doing that goddamn, y'all did that high profile ass shit. So it ain't my fault y'all did the dumb shit to your goddamn self. That's another grudge racing 101 grudge racing etiquette. You big dummy, you need to figure
what
that
you,
out. If your ass would have came out with the Lolo shit, oh man, woo, you'd have did better, Sam. You bought the goddamn car and goddamn put a small block in that motherfucking lie. You'd have did better doing that. Dig what I'm saying? Shit, I just told you what I need. You willing to do that? You just said you got to be the biggest dummy in Texas. You do it. I'm telling you that, you big dummy. So give me what I need. And watch, I fuck it for you.
Yeah.
I got motherfucking me. You got motherfucking Nick over there.
Larry, you might go.
Well,
your car doesn't be ready.
He a whole motherfucking nut hugger. The goddamn owner of the car let me off the hook, and the nut hugger over there talking shit. Man, I'm gonna be the motherfucking nut cracker. Fuck wrong with y'all?
Nick.
Man, motherfucking
hey.
Nick and motherfucking Leon.
Find you nothing
to
lock my
Nick
ass in. That's what you need to do.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers, man, you motherfuckers, three fucking stooges.
My eyes is closed, yeah.
Man, y'all leave Bradley alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like he's having a bad night.
We trying to find a race, man. What El Santo talking about?
Meet him in Florida. You'll see.
Is that what?
Meet him in Florida, and you will see.
He got a race in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you bring that bitch up, or you might find something.
Might. So get somebody with a DP man that's like 5,000 up there. Because I tell the baddest anybody down in Texas, and they say he is. So somebody get him, and let's get a DP man that's like 5,000 in 2 weeks in his race.
That's right. That's right.
Well, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Can't
be
stand
down, nigga.
Nothing
to do with you. Can't be
stand
your ass down.
Man, I ain't saying
nothing.
Keep my name out your mouth. I'm listening.
Okay.
Yeah, you too slow, King. I want to see him go down.
So we can say that he got something. Because right now, we can't say he got shit. Nigga, don't. Hey, we don't race for what somebody say. We gamble.
That's cool.
Well, that boy
won them tonight, ain't he? Man, them people said they don't know no goddamn Bailey, man. And then we said, who? Who the fuck is that?
Shield. Can't believe that.
So El Santo knows somebody, so nobody can get on the phone.
We
can
hook it up,
bro. Hello.
Hey.
Lil' Larry and crew. Y'all listening?
Yeah.
Santo said he only got one full hit on the car. Well, he going to test this weekend. If everything goes right, he'll lock y'all in next Wednesday.
Hey, Joe, all you have to do is say, he'll let us know next week. All that old one, he needs to know all this shit. Just say next week.
214-5880. There you go, Drake.
Okay.
There you go,
Drake. Well, God damn it. Like I said, he said he'll let y'all know when.
We'll wait on the call.
Okay, that's a bet.
We're trying to call them all these kids. 214-5880.
You might go for
it. I'm just telling you what the man said.
Man, the man was
talking
about that. You're going to worry about him and hit that again, huh?
Huh?
He whooped them boys the other week.
Yeah, that was his full hit.
Hey,
whenever you got a duck on the line, you got to go ahead and take advantage of it. That's what King
ain't
D saying.
I ain't mad with him. I promise I ain't mad with him at all.
So that's what he did. Evidently he got a little bit more respect for y'all. So he said, let him test. Give him a couple of days.
A lot of motherfuckers, you got to make a motherfucker put some goddamn respect. And shit, why you over there talking shit? Miss Graham, motherfucker ass ain't goddamn safe. Shit.
That's cool. I'm waiting on you, buddy. I ain't gonna drive
that motherfucker. That motherfucker.
Don't do that.
I
ain't got to say. Now, that motherfucker, I ain't
lock
got
in.
To say. I ain't got to say. I need. I ain't got to say. I need a goddamn thing.
Lock in. Flag on the play.
I ain't got to do shit. I ain't got to do shit but say get the other goddamn lane.
Lock
get your
in.
Ass up, y'all. Bring that motherfucker back to your goddamn man. That's
Mr.
all I got to do.
Lock in.
When you ready to lock? When you ready to lock?
Whenever you ready. Shit, whenever you ready.
Shit, somebody locked in, goddamn it. Say some. Both of y'all barking through the fence. Shit, somebody got to talk about it.
Hey, Joe. Hey, that motherfucker didn't think that was going to say lock, so he confused. Like, give him some time right now, Joe. Give that motherfucker some time. He done stepped in a whole bunch of shit right now, so he's trying to figure out how to fucking get out of
put it.
Let that motherfucking
put
coward take his time. Jeez.
He gone, motherfucker. Goddamn. He gone.
What say, D?
Hey, on that Troy Hill, you have a specified 28.
Don't worry about that. Oh, on the hit list?
Yeah. I'm Kyle. Okay. Well, they say little Larry ain't whooped nobody, ran nobody. But I can't get but one person even step up to the motherfucker. Tino went on my class, but I'm still going to try something. Keisha, whatever, I guess we're making it to Florida. Ain't nothing else in Texas want to look at that motherfucker. It ain't dead, then the dart hard left, dart hard right. Hit the tires, don't make a full pass. Well, get you some free goddamn money. Because little Larry really give it away. It's Christmas time.
Shit.
Bells
will
be ringing. The sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Is the show go?
Hell
King
no.
King B on stuck his ass back in the bushes, sound like.
He went to go look for his
No, mother. I ain't stuck
sitting
in the goddamn bushes.
Well,
that's what's wrong right now. You see what I'm saying? Ain't enough motherfuckers ain't even coming out the bushes. You see what I'm saying? Everybody wants to talk about they doing this, doing that, but everybody ain't coming out the goddamn bushes.
I got to get mine.
Reevaluate some of this bullshit.
I'm gonna reevaluate
some of this bullshit they got going on.
Let us make a hit on your ass.
In the show, man.
We
ain't talking about
talking about, man. Yeah, these niggas ain't talking about, man. Nigga, I don't know what they gonna do and what they supposed to do.
Hey, did King B get back on the phone? Hey, move on with that bullshit. Did King B get back on the phone?
Hey, Troy, you don't know the two, nigga. You just better be cool.
Yeah, whatever. You better watch your motherfucking mouth.
You better save my goddamn friend. I know you better watch your mouth.
You don't know. Okay, that's good. Good deal.
I heard y'all was in here going hard on my homeboy, man. I say, damn, let me get in here and give him a little help.
I'm just waiting for this fix.
What help you gonna lock in for him?
I see you. If need be, we will. Ain't no problem.
Okay.
Ain't no motherfucker.
The lockers, what you waiting on? What's wrong with your lockers?
Shit, ready to keep over now, man. Y'all
wait,
going to goddamn Florida next, so shit, ain't no sense of arguing about nothing else.
But you come on
you
the
know?
Show to argue, though.
Right, you come on here and do a damn thing.
We're going to Dallas, JP. If Roddy talk right, we're going to Dallas first.
Ooh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Right, y'all got to take care of that business up. Ooh, wait.
Then we going to Florida.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord, say the same on all that, though. Good Lord got to say the same, though, on all that, though. That's the plan.
Yeah, that's
true. You already said it.
Right. Yes, sir.
You can get the lock in for your homeboy or what?
Who is this talking?
Nah, he can't find a combination.
Who the fuck is this talking?
Hey, somebody want to lock in with
lock.
The homeboy?
Man, who was that? Adam Punk ass.
Can you get the lock in for your boy? That's all. Yes or no?
Who are you, nigga? First, you tell me who you is, and I'll tell you yes or no.
It don't matter. Can you get a lock in
yeah,
for your
okay,
homeboy?
Yeah, okay, well, it don't matter if I can lock in for my boy or not. Don't ask me shit since you can't tell me who the fuck you is.
You ain't got no nuts. You're just like him.
That's all nice. Good. You ain't got no glory, you faggot fuck.
Yeah. Thought you had more nuts than
if
that,
I ain't
right?
got no nuts, you ain't got no glory, nigga.
Shit. Yeah. Y'all make a good team.
Hey, P, I'm gone, man. My pot boiling over, man. I'll have to get the pot boiling over.
Yeah, and we want to send this out to Houdini, Grandmaster D, Don Lil in Ecstasy. Yeah, cause they was dropping that funk a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 94 fools.
I come from PA, PA, and I keep yelling it, but y'all don't hear me though. On the cool, I'm trying to tell it, be the place where I've been laying low, lamping in my hometown. Ain't nobody tripping, so I get to keep my chrome down, and I be dipping around the spots where the players pass push us. Service to the fiends, and they